Well, hello there. Welcome back to the One Thing podcast, where we all get to usher in the new age of humanity that Lori and I refer to as Homo Spiritus. By practicing dancing with the one thing that individuals, communities, and countries have yet to try en masse. And that one thing is the connection to the higher self part of our true self anatomy that people call by various names. Our prime directive above all else is to make and constantly return to taught connection day in and day out, moment in and moment out.
As breath in and breath out.
Yes. Good one. In breath, in and out. And in
breath, breath in and breath out. Yeah.
Breath in and breath out. Oh, right. As our first step in dealing with life problems, rather than viewing life problems as things we can solve separately from Tot. And in this episode, we are doing a deeper dive into one of the key dimensions of five-dimension consciousness that we covered in our last episode in the context of Tot. And so this is going to be on 5D light body physical attunement, or in less jargoned ways, it's about mind, body, spirit care for transitioning into fifth dimension consciousness.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's kind of exciting and, you know, a little challenging because this is a place that humanity has never gone before. And so it feels like everything we've once known is no longer available to us, or many of the things anyway, is no longer available to us. And we don't yet know where we are. So it feels like we're in that gap place. And it's kind of uncomfortable for a human being to be there. So let's just evaluate or rediscover what 5D consciousness is. So 5D, that's a shorthand for fifth dimension. We're currently living in the third dimension, and this is all based on frequency. Our last episode went into this a little bit more in detail. And the third dimension is really where all the fear and the hatred and the lack and the limitation and war and, you know, this is where ego separation gets to play itself out in this third dimensional vibrational bandwidth, if you will. For me, I like to think about it in the terms of bandwidth, but we're moving away from that through the fourth dimension, which is really the healing of our subconscious, right? It's bringing our consciousness into transparent awareness to ourselves so that we can release what no longer serves, what's old, you know, lower, denser, harder vibratory frequencies, which exist in the 3D, and sort of fly free into the fifth, into the 5D, if you will. So the fifth dimension is peace and unity and love and limitlessness, right? Like there's an infinity of abundance. And, you know, it sounds sort of like, oh yeah, right. Well, from where I stand, none of that is accessible or possible. And it's true in the 3D stance, it doesn't appear that way, but that isn't the point as much as the awareness that it exists and that we're moving toward it. And our desire is to give you the tools to make it, you know, as graceful as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well said. So another angle on the 5D world is that it's the non-physical world that's experienced by the spiritually awakened who have expanded their senses to new frequencies so the creation of the new earth can begin.
Yeah. And, you know, you might have heard the term ascension or awakening. Ascension is the process of raising your vibration into what David just said. It's a non-physical, it's a vibrating light body, if you will. And for the record, Mother Earth is also in the midst of doing this. So it's the earth and all of her inhabitants that are in this process right now. And in order to raise our vibration, we have to do the work of shedding our ego and our programs and, you know, the traumas and the pains from the past, even if we've brought it in through our lineage and it doesn't seem like we have you know, big fat traumas in this lifetime. You know, we have ancestral traumas of, you know, starvation and running out of money and being hunted and all kinds of, you know, crazy things that we've all seen the movies about, right? And so we're shedding those aspects of what it of our humanness in order for our humanness to shift into an elevated level of consciousness, which then would include our higher self, or, you know, the one thing that we're inviting you to consider bringing along everywhere you go, you know, in every breath, as we mentioned before, because without it, things will become a bit more challenging.
Yes, indeed. Well said. And so along the lines also of what you were saying, Lori, about fourth dimension consciousness, the whole idea here is that if in order to shift into fifth dimension consciousness, the centerpiece is that conscious intention is everything, meaning that in the third dimension, we're semi-conscious or maybe completely unconscious of things that hold us back, like baggage and traumas and limiting beliefs, whether they're personal or lineage or collective or whatever they might happen to be. In order to shift into what you and I believe is the next intended phase in the evolution of humanity, conscious intention really needs to be mastered.
Yeah, good point. And you know, we don't master anything without just first starting out in clunky ways and practicing, you know, over and over. And I also think it's important to say that more than any other time in all of human history, there is more support from your higher self and more cosmic life force, if you will, or light force and angelic presence, if that's something you like to tap into. It is so vast right now that literally all you have to do is put your hand on your heart and say, I do have conscious intention to do this in the best way, but I don't know how, and ask to be shown, and you will. So that would be another element of your conscious intention, because, you know, I could see where it would get hard to, or it would not seem easy to have intention if you don't know what you're having intention for. But let's talk about some of those points. Let's talk about what our bodies need in the transition from 3D to 5D. So as I've already said, 3D is a vibration that's much more physically dense and heavy. And we drop in on a soul level, we drop into this dimension knowing that. We, of course, don't remember it when we're facing, you know, hardship and challenges, but we do know that on a soul level. And we do it on purpose, because we know if we come to this conscious, intentional place of our willingness to do the transformation, it will expand love in the multiverse. And that's the number one reason we signed up and said, yes, please, I'll be here now and I'll do my part. And so this denser, heavier vibration or frequency that we call 3D, it's where these old emotions, and David just mentioned it, old beliefs and traumas and fears and, you know, the programming of the, we've said this before, but it's literally the programming of the matrix. And the good thing, the thing that makes it easier for us than any other human who has lived before our time, is that that matrix is deconstructing. It's like dissolving in front of our eyes. I mean, you know, so just note to self, try to remember that when you see systems crumbling, like banking systems, educational systems, food system, you know what I mean? Like that's, you might see that, and hopefully that it won't have to get that dramatic. But if that happens, it's the old system dissolving so that the new earth systems that are far more supportive for the good of all in a fifth dimensional love-based, peace-based way can come into play, and we can live into that, which, you know, shouldn't take too terribly long. So, yeah.
Well said. Well said. So 5D self-care is needed at every level of our being, mental, emotional, cognitive, physical, energetic levels of our being. And if you're seeing yourself as pretty good in self-care in the three-dimensional world, there are still going to be self-care upgrades that are crucial in order to be able to sustain five-dimension or fifth-dimensional consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. And do you want to know the one big fat secret?
Yes, I would.
Aligning mental, emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual self into you know, this transition.
Tell us.
Yes. It's being in a regular connection with your higher presence or your soul or your soul, your spirit or your source of life, whatever word you put to that. It's the one thing that we are referencing in this entire podcast, is that if you don't include that part of yourself, things will feel disjointed. You'll be working on your mental stuff over here, and you'll be trying to deal with your emotional baggage over here, and you'll, you know, be trying to eat healthy and do all the right things for your physical body over here. And all of that will feel very overwhelming and disjointed if you do not include your higher self, so that you can get guidance and direction for how to align all that, all those moves up, right? All your choices, and, you know, bust a move in a good way that aligns everything with the higher energy. Your mind, your lower human ego mind, will want to convince you that it has the recipe for you. And we would caution you to beware that it's that part of our minds is quite wily. It's true for everyone. And you just be aware of that. And the best way over that speed bump, so to speak, so you don't have to get way off track, is to say thank you very much and connect and listen within your deepest centered place, whatever you have access to in any one given time, for what's really true about the thing that's, ready to for your next step.
Well said.
And let's see, did I finish this part?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. So, right. Oh, and here's one way to know how to kind of discern the difference between whether you're in a 3D state or a 5D state. 5D is a state of lightness, and it's the ability to be present. And we're freer. And the reason is because we're freer of the denser and heavier energy. Even if we still, even as we still carry it, we're sort of, you know, straddling the 5D, 3D thing here. So you will still carry a sense of heaviness and old energy as you're connecting into your higher self that gives you access into that lighter feeling. And that actually is the healer right there. That is the number one medicine, the healing medicine to transform 3D as we're moving into 5D. Did you want to say anything else on that, honey?
No, I think that's really well said. And I think it feeds directly into the next thing that we wanted to say, which is that energy vibration is currency. Now, this is a really important thing to understand as we shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, because of our vibration energetically is the sum total of our thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and actions. And if we, as we more and more relate to and connect with and utilize our energy as the currency that is what animates and informs everything in the physical version of the five-dimensional world, everything starts to shift on a whole other level that has to do with the monetary currency itself. In a sense, you could say that energy vibration is actually where 3D monetary currency stems. However, it got hijacked and it got so materialized, so anchored in and focused on the material level, that connection got broken, at the very least on a conscious level, if not partly on an unconscious level too. And as we shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, literal currency, monetary currency, inevitably changes as well, because at 5D, at that level, monetary currency is a material manifestation of our energy vibration currency.
Yeah, that's
you
so.
Say something more about that?
No, I think that's perfect. And I guess the only thing I would say is the word currency has as its root current, which is a flow. And so we're talking about in the 5D, as David was just saying, and it's hard to conceptualize, but honestly, the more you just sort of from your inner quiet place, ask about what this all means and looks like and how it feels, the more you'll be shown. But it's a river of provisions. So even though it might look, you know, hell-bent scary that banks are closing and all the kinds of things that could happen, as you're tapped into your higher self, and remember, this is both a very personal and universal feeling. It's this higher self energy is you. It's you, every cell, every particle of your being is an extension of this part of you. We're inviting you to remember that and to spend more time with it, like you would cultivate any good relationship. So as you do that, you will be in flow with this part of yourself. Your thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and actions will be more aligned than not. And you will be in a river of provisions, whatever that needs to mean for you in any one given time or place.
Yes. Well said. And what I want to really drive home even one step further is about the root of the word currency. And all I want to add is think about an electrical current. Well, 5D currency as an energy current, as the flow of energy current, is the frequency through which, the currency through which the river of provisions gets to express itself on a material level as well as a non-material level.
Right. As you are flowing in that river. Yeah. As you are those sacred waters. Exactly. So we're really also inviting you to do this work that we're describing. And it's not, you know, this is not all there is to do, but this just gets you sort of started, you know, a jumping off point. Is your point here, your objective is that you're becoming more and more able to accommodate more light in your mind, body, and life. It's important to have light in our mind because otherwise our old habits, our old ways of thinking will take over the show and, you know, have us spinning like a hamster on a wheel, getting us nowhere, thinking, you know, doing a lot of moving, but getting nowhere, right? And we need it in our body because we need to, for two things. We need to expand the light in our body. That's the fifth dimensional experience, but also release the light that's in every atom of every cell. And there are trillions and trillions and trillions. All of that cellular light is intelligent and carries the healing that you need and the ideas that you need and the love connections that you need. And the, you know, that is a part of the river of provisions, you know, that you'll be you'll get to experience and enjoy. And also note that you can ask your higher self and, you know, your guides and master guides, your guardian angels, however you refer to that. Keep in mind that your higher self, your higher presence is command central. And then there's like legions of light available to help you and ready at your calling, right? We've said before, though, they won't impose on your free will. They will only be there instantaneously by your request. So when we move from 3D to 5D, it might feel like it's going a little fast. You can ask for the pacing to be just right for you.
Before you go into those details, if I can just interrupt for a quick moment, I again want to drive all the way home that the core purpose of fifth dimensional self-care is to accommodate more light.
Exactly.
And more light in unencumbered ways, in ways that that are not interfered with by third dimensional or fourth dimensional encumbrances.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And as we do that, you may or may not have heard about this, the idea of ascension symptoms. So as we integrate more light and release denser energy, there can be such things as ascension symptoms. We're going to recommend that you look that up, that you Google that, because it could be a long list. Doesn't mean everybody has any or all of it. Certainly not all of it, but doesn't even mean you have to have any of it. But some common ones are things like fatigue and dizziness, maybe sleep interruptions, just mood swings. You'll see on the search, if you just put in ascension symptoms, the variety. So the reason we're telling you that is because as you do this work, don't let these symptoms make you think like that you're doing it the wrong way or that there is something wrong with you. I mean, obviously get something checked if it's, you know, truly a problem. Your higher self will always tell you if something needs to be tended to. I just chalk it up to ascension symptoms, and I just know that it's something that will pass in time and, you know, sometimes overnight, but it's just part of the transformation, if you will.
Yeah. So like you're saying, if you have unexplained symptoms that have been checked out by a medical professional and it's still not clear what they are, it's very possible that these are ascension symptoms that medical professionals aren't trained to know how to identify, recognize, pinpoint, diagnose, et cetera, et cetera. And the point is that in that kind of situation, don't let those ascension symptoms bog you down.
Perfect. That's yeah. Right. And just the last thing I'll say about that is, in the end, because I'm pretty sure there's not a lot of MDs talking about ascension and ascension symptoms. In the end, our best medicine is in being in touch and connected to our higher presence and our higher self and our inner health intelligence. Because when we do this, we will get a clear sense of when everything is okay and we're just going through an ascension symptom situation, or if we need to go have something taken care of or have something looked at.
Yeah. And we're blessed, or I'm certainly blessed, with knowing at least a couple of physicians who do understand this. And our
I agree, and I have that too, but it's not the norm. So
not even remotely.
Remotely. So if you walk into your doctor and say, "Do you think these are ascension symptoms?" You might get like that "Are you crazy?" look from them. So,
mm-hmm. As in, what is an ascension symptom?
Yeah, what in the world are you talking about?
Now, if you want to make decisions about who to switch over as your primary care physician, it might be a really interesting interview question to include.
Yeah. See if they even, you know, pretend to know what you're talking about. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So last main thing that we want to touch on in this episode is on accessing and living in integrity with our inner truth. The thing to keep in mind is that there is no way to even know fully our inner truth, let alone live in integrity with it, except in connection with the one thing, which is why we keep banging the drum of the one thing. And again, for those of you who haven't watched a lot of our episodes or listened to a lot of our episodes, we use the term the one thing because it's a good generic phrase for whatever your version of higher self, higher consciousness, God, spirit, source, whatever your version of that is. We just genericize it into the one thing because everything stems from that. And when we forget that, we're toast in the
totally
access to the fifth dimensional consciousness isn't available. It's not even possible.
Right. The one thing is the field, the quantum field of intelligence and solutions and medicine. And you must connect into it in order to move from 3D to 5D.
Mm-hmm. And as Lori has been saying, and I, to some extent in this episode as well, have been saying, it's challenging to move from centuries of three-dimensional living, both individually and in the collective soup of three-dimensional, third-dimensional consciousness, to throwing that off. And because of that, sometimes we will have the experience of being in the dark and being in a state of not knowing. And what Lori and I want to do is just encourage you to not get wigged out by that, to hold in your heart the awareness that when you're in feeling like you're in the dark or in a state of not knowing, you're actually right on schedule, no matter how uncomfortable or disorienting that is going to temporarily feel. The big key, especially during those times of feeling in the dark or in a not knowing state, is to stay in a state of grace and compassion for ourselves, mm-hmm. To not get swallowed up by that internal sense, to not be run by it, and to not run from it, but to just sit with it in a state of grace and compassion, calling upon your version of higher consciousness, your connection with Tat, to guide you forward, even when you don't know what the forward guidance is.
Yeah, very good advice. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to just throw out to you a few takeaways so that you have something to sort of nosh on from all of this. And the first one is, it might be a good idea to just make a 5D self-care plan for yourself. And, you know, realizing that what you could get away with in 3D, you can't get away with as you transition into 5D. So I'm thinking of things like, you know, addictions, like overeating sugar, overeating period, you know, like, you know, or not moving, or thinking negative thoughts, or living in, you know, more a state of more judgment than compassion, like those kinds of things you're not going to be able to get away with as you transition into 5D. And you're just know that your 3D part is not going to want to give this stuff up. But if you call on that higher, you know, fifth dimensional part of yourself that already knows how to walk through these kinds of things, you'll be guided in more gentle ways. And I recommend that you write down things, like maybe you keep a journal for your transitional, you know, from 3D to 5D self, and you have sections, and one of it's physical for your food and your movement and your sleep and, you know, all the things that you know that are going to support you. And the other section could be on, you know, how you work through your emotional stuff. Well, you get the point. But if you try to do this in your head and you don't have it a little bit more organized, your lower human mind, your ego mind, will hijack the whole thing and make it seem to you like you're doing your work, but not really getting anywhere. So that's kind of important to know.
And as part of making that 5D self-care plan, also include an inventory of who to grow closer to and who to step further from.
Good
point. In terms of our people environment, our people self-care, so that you're spending more time and being more connective with people who are stretching into 5D consciousness.
Yeah, good point.
And so along with this 5D self-care plan, make a habit of watching your thoughts, feelings, and actions. And little by little throughout each day, breath in, breath out, just like Lori was saying at the beginning, practice aligning your thoughts, feelings, and actions more and more with 5D consciousness. And again, just to kind of reinforce it a step further, the key to that is Tat connection.
Yes. And be gentle with yourself in the times where you forget, or you don't do it in the softest and gentlest and loving, compassionate ways. It's going to happen. But this is where we see, you know, where the cracks and crevices of the denser energy has actually been tucked away out of our awareness. It'll all come, not at once, not like a big avalanche, but it will come in right timing to your awareness so that you can do something about it, not because you're screwed up or broken or anything like that. If it's up, it's ready to be released and tended. And so just try not to make yourself wrong for it.
And the reason that's important too is because making a mistake or losing track is not really the nail in the coffin in terms of stepping out of 5D consciousness back into 3D consciousness. The nail in the coffin is feeling guilt or shame because you did that. That is a complete disconnection from 5D consciousness.
Yeah, our higher presence doesn't feel guilt or shame. That's an ego construct. So, you know, if you feel that a lot and you notice you're feeling it, well, then just know that you there's only one thing to do, and that's connect to your higher presence to be shown how to untangle that in yourself.
Right, and you know, we're talking about an absence of guilt and shame that has to do with spiritual evolution, not that has to do with sociopathy.
Right, of course. Yeah, good to point that out, though. And then the other thing we invite you to do is to just get acquainted with what are your ascension symptoms. You know, I used to have to make a note on the refrigerator of things that, you know, like when this happens, think about it this way. Or if I get, stuck, what are these things I can try to bring myself back into alignment? And it helped, because when we're in sort of like a tangled mess, so to speak, it's really hard to have access to clarity in our mind. So having it written down just felt like, oh, I can do that. I can just go to the list and look on the list and see if there's, you know, a couple of things that I can do. So if you remember that about your, you know, the ascension symptoms that you seem to notice that you have more frequently, then you can be more graceful with yourself in accommodating them.
So true. So you want to bring it on home?
Sure. So that's a wrap for this episode. And so we're going to invite you to listen in to these episodes. It's a little mini series where we're unpacking another set. Next time will be the unpacking of another set of key attributes and qualities of 5D consciousness. And go ahead and visit our TOT podcast site, which is totpodcast.net, and let us know how it's going. You know, make your comments, leave your questions, requests for future episodes after we do this little mini series, any other topics that you would like to have us, you know, have conversation about, and any other feedback, you're welcome. We're open to you doing that at our page there. So until next time, where we unpack another set of key attributes and qualities of the 5D consciousness, remember to dance with your better half, the one thing, so you can keep living more and more fully as Homo Spiritus.